I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. The Blackfeet tribe is working to expand teacher education on the reservation. It'll soon offer a full 4-year degree program that will allow local residents to become fully qualified teachers without leaving the reservation. The goal is to increase the number of Native American teachers teaching Native students. This week, Slate magazine ran a story about the program. I spoke with Miriam Hall, who wrote it. Miriam Hall, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You spent time in classrooms in Browning while you were reporting this story. What did people say about the differences between Native and non-Native teachers there?
Well, obviously, being a Native person doesn't naturally make you a good teacher for Native children. And there are always, of course, lots of wonderful teachers, both Native and non-Native, in these communities. But there are practical reasons why a community like Browning, like the Blackfeet Reservation, would want to start looking from within. So looking within its community for teachers, to look to people who are part of the tribe to try and, you know, fill jobs. And so there's practical reasons. They need people to fill those jobs, and there's often quite a high rate of turnover. So people come from outside, maybe stay for a year or two, and then move on. So there's practical reasons, but there are other reasons as well. And I spent some time with Lana Runningwolf. She's a sixth grade teacher in Browning at Napi Elementary, and I asked her how it makes a difference that she's from the community and she is, in fact, a Blackfeet woman.
I think it gives me a little bit of a leverage, I guess, with my students, because I know their families, I know their parents, and you know, they know that I have a close connection in the community, so it's a lot easier to trust me than I notice some of the other teachers that are non-Native and not from here.
Lana mentioned a wall in that soundbite there. What does she mean by that?
Well, she also talked a little bit about, to me, about a hostility that some people experience when they come to the community. They just feel that they're teachers in a community that does have a lot of challenges and they may not be able to relate directly to the children. And that's something that a lot of teachers actually did say to me, that knowing a family and knowing the parents of a child can make a huge impact. Teachers said to me they could say to kids, hey, I know your parents. I know your grandparents. That behavior is not okay. Or, you know, I'm really proud of you. I'm going to tell your parents. So, and it makes a big difference to the children. Also, a lot of Native teachers in this community understand that there is a level of distrust of schools. I mean, going back to the boarding school era, where for a lot of people, school was a place of cruelty and a place where their culture was taken away and where they suffered. So a lot of Native teachers understand that and understand where parents and families are coming from, and they can discuss that with them. And also, interestingly, with history and cultures. For example, a lot of the teachers that I spoke to, say, were in their like 40s or so, early 40s. For example, Lana told me that she had gone to the school that she now teaches at, Napi Elementary, and she doesn't remember really having much of a discussion about her culture, much of a discussion about her history and the, you know, some of the quite sad parts of her history. The things like the boarding school era was rarely discussed. They didn't really talk about their culture. And when they did, she said it was often very commercial and kind of generic, like a little bit of dancing and not a real discussion of Blackfeet culture and the kind of rich, complex history that it has. So she really makes it a priority for her as a teacher to bring that history in, bring that culture in. And she says every lesson that she has, she really tries to bring it back to the Blackfeet history, bring it back to a culture and something that these kids would understand.
How have things changed over the years in terms of the numbers of Blackfeet teachers?
Particularly following the American Indian Civil Rights Movement, more and more people had the kind of confidence and the support to go to college and become teachers. I'd say between 60 and 70% of the district in Browning, the people there identify as Native American, so there's quite healthy numbers there. And previous generations, that really wasn't the case. For example, Lana, who I just mentioned, she had one Native American teacher, and generations before that, and these people are included in my story, who I actually spoke to a family, there's three generations of teachers. In the first generation, the grandmother, you know, she never had Native American teachers. All the teachers in the community were white. They weren't Native teachers. Native people didn't go to college, and particularly Native women. So things have changed a lot over the course of about three generations.
Your story looks at a new program at Blackfeet Community College that will mean big changes for the way teachers train. What's that difference?
There's a particularly big change within the local community college, and later this year they'll be running a four-year degree on the reservation. You know, previously they would have 2 years and then they could do their associates and then people would have to move off the reservation. And I did speak to Dee Hoyt. She's been working on this for about 11 years. It's something that's so, so important to her because she's found in the past that non-native teachers just leave, and she explains it here to me.
We'd like to have, you know, whoever wants to come to Browning to work, but we find out that, you know, they get here and they see how actually it's a rural area, and they, you know, like it for a little while, but when the snow sets in and they can't drive to different places, then I think reality really sets in.
That's Dee Hoyt there from the Blackfeet Community College, who's been working to develop this program where they'll have, and they're also just about to start a program that gets school support staff into classes at night, for example, teaching assistants who don't have the qualifications to, say, run a classroom, but they do have some qualifications, so if they can add that on with study at the community college, they could eventually become teachers in the community.
Hey, explain how this program is supposed to work.
It's a partnership between U of M, and it's probably going to run more as like an online hybrid with visiting professors. And it's going to be, you know, technology does amazing things. So it's going to be quite a different way that they're going to run it.
And can the community college up on Blackfeet handle that?
You know, they are a small college and it is very, very remote, and they don't have a big library, you know, they don't have a lot of books. But as I just said, technology makes a big difference. That's opened up a lot of doors. And there's something that they do have, which is the fact that they're so closely linked with the local district. So that means that they can start getting their trainee teachers into the classroom early. They can start preparing them for the things that they might be coming across and the types of issues that come up in these classrooms. So that's something they think would be an advantage.
How's the program being received on the Blackfeet Reservation?
Well, you know, people are pleased because they think it'll make a difference to, particularly for non-traditional students who have families on the reservation, who have part-time jobs, and they need the support to study. So I was talking to, quite a few people who said, well, it makes a huge difference because I have a job here, I've got a family here, to pack up and have to move to Missoula or whatever, or Bozeman, is going to be particularly difficult. But the fact that I can stay here is a big deal for me. It means I could go right through and potentially become a teacher rather than moving away. And also, it was very expensive. Like, I did speak to a lot of students who had moved away after college, after high school, and then just really struggled away from the reservation, dealing with the costs and, you know, being away from the kind of protective community. So a lot of people are very pleased about it. There are some people, and one woman in particular, who had trained both on the reservation and off the reservation, a teacher, who said, well, I think that it's important to leave the reservation. You develop skills, you develop, you know, a whole new kind of world view. You get exposure to all sorts of different things and you can bring that to the classroom. So not everyone thinks training on the reservation alone is the best thing, but there is a lot of local support for the program.
Miriam Hall, thanks so much for joining us on Montana Public Radio.
My pleasure.
Miriam Hall wrote about teacher training on the Blackfeet Reservation for a series in Slate magazine called Tomorrow's Test: How Race is Transforming America's Classrooms. I'm Eric Whitney.